Can the soul remember its eternal position? It's not so much a remembrance, it's more of a realization. So, remembrance, when we talk about remembering something, is something which was there in the past and now we have forgotten it. Whereas when you talk about realization, it is that which is a reality, I understand it to be a reality. So, as far as our eternal identity is concerned, that's a realization that will come by the practice of bhakti. So the more we keep practicing bhakti yoga, what we are doing is we are remembering Krishna. So our situation is like, say there is a person who is a very wealthy billionaire's child, but you know they met with an accident, fallen from a cliff or something, banged their head, lost their memory. Then they're trying to remember, they can't remember. Then what is one of the ways to cure amnesia is expose them to stimuli from their past life. Do you remember this pen? Do you remember this watch? Do you remember this car? Do you remember this? Do you remember that? Just by exposing them, I remember something. I remember something. So like that, by exposing to stimuli from one's previous life, the memory gets awakened. The whole process of bhakti yoga is exposing ourselves to the stimuli centered on Krishna. In our eternal relation, in our eternal position, Krishna is the closest object to us. So the deities, the holy name, Krishna's message in the Bhagavad Gita, the Bhagavatam, pictures about Krishna, all these are stimuli that will gradually remove our spiritual amnesia. And as the spiritual amnesia goes off, then our awareness of who we are will naturally awaken. So that process is gradual. But the realization is sudden. It's like every morning, if you go out for a morning walk or we do meditation, early morning before the sun rises. Now it is dark. Hey, the sun has risen. It's daytime. Actually, the sunrise was happening every day. So every moment the sun was rising. But our realization is at one particular moment. It's daytime. So like that, every day that we practice Bhakti Yoga, every day that we chant the holy names, every day that we remember Krishna, the sun of spiritual awareness is rising in our heart, rising. And one day, we'll realize, this is who I am. That will come as a realization by the gradual practice of Bhakti Yoga. Okay? Thank you. Any other questions? Yes, Mataji.